Well, I've been watching him for a number of years now, and he's come through a great academy at Everton. And look at the players that they've brought through over the years. He's got really good qualities for a midfield player, and having watched him recently at the Keep Motor, captaining the England under-19s against Denmark, and he was outstanding, I felt that he could come in and help us improve the situation we're in at the moment.
What type of midfielder is he? Is he a central midfielder? Is he a winger? What does he bring to the party?
No, he's a central midfield player. He's got a very good range of passing, very athletic, can run all day, and he scored 2 goals in his last 4 games as well for Everton under 21. So he's got that in his locker as well.
Why was it that specific area of the team that you felt needed another body, somebody else to come in and freshen things up?
Well, I think you just said there, Andy, I think we needed to freshen things up. I spoke with David Moyes over a week ago to see if this could take place, and I'm delighted that David said yes. John was very keen himself to come along. He was very, very keen to come in and get some league experience, and he enjoyed his time at the Keep Motor, he told me, when he came there with England. So he has pleasant memories of the club.
It's a month, obviously, in an important part of the season. Should it all work out well for all concerned, is there a possibility you can do something more with him? Has that been mentioned?
Well, there is an option to extend the loan period. Obviously, he's very highly rated at Everton, so I don't think a long-term future is with the Rovers, but who knows? You never know, but there is an option to extend it.
Now, we spoke last at Crawley, didn't we, and you wanted 3, so that's one. Is there another couple coming in?
Well, I'm waiting for a phone call this evening to see whether the next one coming in tomorrow will be okay, so keep in touch in the morning.
All right, well, we will certainly do that. Is that a striker, perhaps?
No, it's not a striker at the moment.
Right. Is that still something that you want to address? Because, I mean, that's the area of the team where you've got an injury or two, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. But the good news, Ian Humes has trained this morning. David Sayers has trained. Paul Keegan has also trained. So the injury front is looking a little bit brighter for the weekend.
Will you be going back to the Premier League for this mystery player tomorrow, or are you looking maybe elsewhere?
Our search is always wide and extensive, but it's at the moment we thought we had one deal lined up, and unfortunately it's collapsed at the last minute. But that's what happens in transfers. These things don't always run smoothly, but we will keep on trying.